This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey, podcasters, can't be long. Harley's got to go get his tooth pulled.
Well, I've got to get my tooth ripped out of my head.
It takes more the roots, isn't it? The tooth's already gone.
No, there's half of it left on one side. And a large Asian man is going to climb into my mouth and extract it. He's a very handsome man.
You've said that.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That's a bonus.
I don't feel any better about him attaching some pliers to my tooth.
Being aesthetically pleasing lessens your pain.
Yeah. That's okay. Which he thinks may just crumble under the pressure of the pliers, and so then I'll just have to cut my jaw open.
Fantastic.
Yay.
Take that into your day, guys. Enjoy the show. It's a thing that happened that you're going to listen to now. I'll shut up. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the radio show that knows how to celebrate a diva.
Mariah Carey is touring Australia. Oh, my God!
Hosted by two people who sometimes go each other like teenagers.
Don't any of you steal it.
Too late.
Sexy Electric. Is that a good name?
Harley Breen's new festival show.
Don't you dare.
Registration's closed today.
No! You're not allowed to call it Sexy Electric. You don't even...
Too late.
No!
Just tweeted it.
And are always super prepared.
What's the title?
Where is the title? Now I got to try and find the title.
I love it when Harley's doing the things.
I did so much preparation for this.
This is the Em Marciano Radio Show with Harley Breen.
Good morning, dickheads.
Hello.
Another new week, Monday morning. I'm so excited. Let's get straight into it. Osh has just walked in the next room. I have to ask him about the Bachelor, Rhett.
To ask him about the Rhett.
I didn't get distracted. I just thought I should walk in the studio next to us. Look, we have lots to get through, so I'm not even going to, say because I don't have my run sheet handy. Here we go.
I do.
Oh, well, Pink's announced a tour. That's exciting.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, she sells out the most shows here.
Yes.
And obviously her and I are due to catch up.
That's right.
Yes.
You're going to open for it.
Well.
No, she's coming to one of your shows.
She's asked me to put on a show special.
That's right.
I've been thinking about that. That'll be a bit awkward.
Well, certainly if it was just her.
Well, that's what they're
that's
saying.
That's super awkward.
It's just her in like a 2,000 seat venue.
No, that's not good. She gets a phone call.
So look, we will have some Pink tickets to give away. So, you know, get faffed. That'll be amazing. But right now.
Oh, here she is, me mate. It's Dolly Parton.
Oh, hey guys.
Wow, and you brought Cartman again.
I sure did. I love that fat little turd. Well, you know, I like to just give you my words of wisdom every morning. I'm just giving him some time to pull up the phone, and now our phone's frozen, and these bloody iPhones. My nails are so long, I got to stab at them. Here we go. People say, oh, you've just always seemed so happy, Dolly. And I say, no, that's just the Botox. Thanks, Dolly. Nothing fills me with confidence more than my co-host as we go into the talk break saying, there's nothing in this.
Literally nothing.
Hopefully my phone freezes.
This would be okay for a visual medium.
Amazing.
Even then it wouldn't have much in it.
I love it. Describing photos on radio is our favourite thing to do. It's Em and Harley on Today FM.
Hey, have you been to the airport?
Boo. Yes. I go there at least once a week.
That's true.
Yes, you I'm do. There a lot.
Hey, I was on a plane the other day and I sat beside a person. I was in the middle seat, and so you know I was very calm about that situation.
What were you doing in the middle seat? You're normally down the front, though.
Well, let's not bring up the other airline that I was flying with.
Oh, don't you hate it when you have to fly with another airline and you're a pleb again?
Yep.
Like, they don't care about you.
Yes.
They don't know your name. They don't touch your arm and take you to your seat.
They don't
put
anything.
Your bag up for you.
Yeah.
You got to sit in the food court.
Yes.
Oh, that's the worst.
Horrible.
I've worked so hard with one airline and the other airline's like, you are dead to us.
Yeah, they didn't care that I was there at all. I'm like, I am Virgin's Harley Breen. Thank you very much.
I am Virgin's Em Marciano. Qantas are like, I don't give a crap.
Those guys.
You guys sit in the toilets for a week, yeah? Yeah.
The average age of their flight attendants is 74.
Well, okay.
I like that.
That's the thing that you said.
Yep. So, anyway, I was on the plane. Yeah. Oh, that wasn't even the story I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Was that it? Because there was definitely something in that break.
Well, what I wanted to tell you about that was that the guy beside me, I talked to him the whole way.
What?
Yeah, I knew you'd be surprised.
Had you had a couple of beers?
No.
Sky beers? No. 2-for-1? No. Really?
There was no beer involved.
What overcame you?
I don't know. Well, I was stuck in the middle. What was I going to do?
But what did you chat about?
All sorts of things.
How old was he?
He would have been in his early 40s, I reckon.
You normally only talk to really old people.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. He works for the NBN.
Oh, God.
So I found that interesting.
Do you imagine how much abuse that bloke cops when he says that's his job? Yeah. Oh, mine did it. Sleigh, when's it coming, dickhead?
Yeah. But he was a nice guy. We chatted about the radio industry. He seemed to know a lot about it.
Jeez.
And I acted very coy.
Right.
Like I worked behind
him. Didn't he tell?
Because he said, what do you do for a living? And I went, I'm in entertainment.
I'm in entertainment.
And he goes, what
that
part
could be anything.
Well, he said, what side of entertainment are you in? Television or radio? And I went, all of it.
I am entertainment's Harley Breen.
I said, wherever the job takes me, to be honest with you.
God.
I'm either.
I mean, I can't turn it off. I'm entertaining right now.
Yeah.
I'm just an
flat
entertainer.
Out. You're entertaining, aren't
Look
you,
at,
mate?
Yeah, how are you feeling? How many stars are you going to give me after
God,
this
on the other side of
can't
me,
turn
gave
it off.
Me nothing.
Oh.
And you know what? Both of them gave me the armrests.
Yeah, but you're massive.
They
I
didn't
wouldn't
fight
you
well,
either.
Well, actually, I suppose they tried to. They just couldn't get in there.
Where do we get to the signs?
So, at the airport, I saw a BuzzFeed article. And
oh,
I was like,
yes.
This is interesting.
Thank God. What would radio do without BuzzFeed?
Yes. It was signs at the airport. Have you ever arrived at a destination and someone's waiting there with a sign for you?
I've always wanted to. Only if I've got a driver.
And it's your name spelled incorrectly.
Always. You're like, Emily Rashushes. Yeah, that'll do. Sure,
that's
mate.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie Sheen. Hi. Well, I've had somebody wait at the airport for me with a big welcome home sign. It was after the very first time I went away. And I saw this BuzzFeed of all these welcome home signs, and these people actually love their friends and family because they've taken the time to make signs that are inappropriate for them.
Oh, I love that.
For instance, one of my favourites right here is welcome home from prison, Mum.
And there's three of them, and the little kid's holding the from prison.
Yes.
I like this one. A soldier's just reported home from, he's just come home from duty, and he's kissing his girlfriend, and the sign says, A Neil, report for booty.
I like this one that's not on that sheet here. Is a tiny, tiny little baby, very cute, little bow on her hair, waiting in a pram.
Don't put bows in baby's hair.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but my name's Harper, and I'm your baby.
I love that. That was good. We had at least three raves in there.
Yeah.
Like, don't go into a break saying there's nothing. We had three topics.
From that one topic, I reckon we could do a whole show.
We could have four breaks, idiot. This is why we plan stuff. So over the weekend, I found myself, this is going to be strange. Later on, I'm going to be talking about Nicolas Cage because I've now become obsessed with him because he is a weird unit.
Yeah, he is a weird unit.
But I was looking up Nicolas Cage and found some of, so what happens is when Hollywood, they release these big movies with these, with the titles they give to them.
Yes.
When they go overseas, the titles get translated.
Yes.
The titles get changed to something else, either for like religious reasons or just because they want it to make better sense in that language.
That's right.
And then I started looking up movie titles that have been changed. So what happens is they get changed into that language, say Chinese, and then you do the English translation of the Chinese title.
Back, right.
Yeah. So I want you to guess
what the
original film is.
Okay.
Okay. So here is the name of the film when it was released in France.
Yep.
The Teeth from the Sea.
The Teeth from the Sea was a Hollywood film.
Yes.
Right.
Big one.
It was a big one. The Teeth from the
Sea. The Teeth from the Sea.
Pirates of the Caribbean,
no.
Number 5 or whatever the hell they're up to.
Yes.
Jaws.
Yes.
Ah, of course.
Okay, one for Ben. Here we go. Here we go. The movie title in China was, I Will Marry a Prostitute to Save Money.
Pretty Woman.
Yes. I'm so proud of you.
They literally gave away.
Okay, what about this one? Wait. Hang on. In China, the movie title was, He's a Ghost.
Oh, Ghost.
No.
Oh.
The other movie where he's a ghost, but it's the main plot line
of it. Oh, Sixth Sense.
Yes.
What I love at the moment is, to read this out, you have two notebooks, yes. two different coloured pens yes. written in it, and a laptop. Yeah. And
okay, what about this one? Here we go. In China, the movie title was, this is my favourite one, His Great Device Makes Him Famous.
Oh.
Device.
Oh, Boogie Nights?
Yes! Yes. You're so good at this
She'd
game.
She pointed down to where a D would be if she had one.
Okay, what about this one? What about this one? China. This is what they did. They tended to. China actually are the worst / best at this. A very powerful whale runs to heaven.
Oh, Whale Rider.
No.
Free Willy.
Yes! Yes! Exciting news.
Yes.
Newlywed Rebecca Stewart was touring with her husband Paul on their honeymoon, and they were in Scotland.
Yes.
And they saw Nessie.
At Loch Ness.
They were at the Loch Ness.
Yes.
And Bex, she took a photo, and they looked at the photo, and they're like, is that a shark? And then we're all like, it's a freshwater.
Yeah.
I don't know how the shark's right. going to get you there. But I get, like, you look at the photo, it definitely looks like a massive fin.
Yeah.
So then the obvious deduction
is it's Sharknado.
It's Loch Ness Monster. And then you know what happens when someone sees Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
They must contact our mate, Gary Campbell. Hello, Gary.
Hey, how are you getting on?
Yeah, very good, mate.
Gary, you are the official keeper of the recorded sightings of Nessie, and you are having a bumper year, doll.
Yeah, we are. It's been absolutely tremendous, and as you guys all know, on this side of the world here, we're heading off into winter. And what's great about this sighting is that not only the fact that these guys were on their honeymoon, which just gives it that extra little edge to the whole thing, but also it's into October here. And we're heading towards winter, and it's quite unusual to get sightings like this as the days get shorter. So it's tremendous. Yes, 7 sightings this year, all of which will be in for the prize. There's a prize by William Hill every year for the best Nessie sightings, where they get £1,000 GBP.
Wow!
And they'll be in for that. So, I mean, it's one of the enticements of you guys. If you ever come north, you could take some pictures and maybe win some money as well.
Oh, I'd love £1,000.
We could definitely rig this.
Gary, what constitutes a good sighting of Nessie, like footage or... So how do you win?
Well, the thing is that how you win is it goes to a public vote, and I'll let you guys know when it's live online.
Oh, please do.
Every January. So when we come to January 2018, the 2017 sightings are all up. So it's not up to me; it's up to the world to decide. What makes a good Nessie sighting is something, to be honest, like Rebecca took, where we don't know. This is the big problem. We've no idea what the Loch Ness Monster is. Yes, I mean that you could say that what she took looks like a fin of a shark, but as you know, as the cynics say, every Loch Ness Monster picture is just slightly fuzzy and slightly at a distance. I can hear your colleagues laughing in the background there and saying, "Yeah, this is the way it is." But unfortunately, that's it.
Gary, do you ever have to say no to photos? Like I read in this article, you know, Gary Campbell, keeper of the Loch Ness Sightings Register, has accepted this.
Yes.
So you do have standards. You do say no.
Of course we've got standards. Yes, please. But yes, we do. The about 2/3 of the reports we get every year, we can explain, or we can say to people, "I'm sorry, that's not that." It's basically about looking for things where we can get an explanation. And the great thing about people having smartphones and also the webcam and just technology in general means that most people now submit a picture or a bit of video, and about 2/3 of them we can explain. So yes, when it says we accept it when we don't know what it is. We're not saying it's a Loch Ness Monster, but we don't know what it is, and it means that anyone else around the world could look at it. And if somebody comes up with an explanation, then that's great. And it has happened in the past. A couple of years ago, Google were doing some mapping for Google Earth, and they actually had a little Nessie icon. And if you go to Google Earth, you can swim with Nessie and such like.
Brilliant.
And we had a sighting that people thought was the Loch Ness Monster, but transpired was what the Google divers were doing stuff in Loch Ness, so we then took it off. So this is, I mean, you guys, I know it's breakfast time, you guys, this is serious stuff. You must
have
yeah, I know.
Oh, yes! Gary!
I'm serious, Gary.
We... We are not mocking you. You are the official keeper of the Loch Ness Monster Sightings Register, and you are a regular on this show as far as we go. Yeah. We are coming to see you as soon as we can, and we respect your job, sir.
Carries off.
We must mention that a little bit of whiskey always helps, but that just we'll keep that amongst ourselves.
Yes,
Gary Campbell, you're a bloody delight. We'll talk again soon. That was have a great night.
Good on you, Gaz.
Thanks, Gaz.
And you.
See you, mate.
It's Gary Campbell, the recorder and keeper of the official Loch Ness Monster Sightings Register.
The guy's got the best job in the world.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland. I had a pretty full-on life growing up. It was a full-on world living with mentally ill, drug and alcohol addicted parents, constantly moving, sometimes to good places, sometimes not. There were very crazy times, hard times and funny times too. I even wrote a book about it, my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl. It's been a few years since the book came out and now my mum is sober. She's finally read the book and she has some thoughts about it. The first is that most of my memoir is a lie. Now is our time to talk it out, and we're doing it in a podcast. Mum says my memoir is a lie. Listen at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Today's What's a Superior? One night I couldn't sleep, so I wrote a month worth of What's a Superior's. Yeah. And I was just going through my list, and I wished we had have picked What's a Superior Big Brother contestant, because there's so much to talk about there.
Is there? I have zero.
Remember the guy who taped his mouth shut? Remember Hot Dogs? Remember Sarah with the bum dance? You didn't watch any of that?
Well, but it was around me.
But today we're doing on 131060, What's a Superior TV Show?
Oh, yes.
You would like to see remade.
Remade.
So everyone's doing it now. They're ruining songs like the one you just heard.
Yeah.
People are remaking things and making. Although apparently Blade Runner, the new Blade Runner, is amazing.
It looks amazing.
I watched the old one with Scott on the weekend. Not as good as I remember.
No. Now, the new one does have my boyfriend in it, Ryan Gosling.
It does. Yeah. But, 131060, what TV show would you like to see remade and brought back? Two tickets to R&B Fridays Live, which is this week.
Yes, it is.
You guys. Tickets still available at Ticketek. Frontier and Today FM are presenting. Get those tickets because they are going to sell out. You know they will. The day will come and you'll decide, I want to go and dry hump someone against their will.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to.
Yes.
We sold out. Get your tickets. I would like to see Punky Brewster brought back.
Good.
Starred Soleil Moonfry, who got a breast reduction.
Yes.
They're the facts that stick in my mind.
I've got two TV show answers. Yeah. The first one I know you don't have much context to is Deadwood. And it's not like they need to remake it.
What?
They just needed to needed to keep going. They ended it too soon.
But what's one from...
We need more.
What's one from when you didn't have a telly?
The other one... Jesus, how long have we got? A Country Practice.
Oh, 100%!
Bring back A Country Practice and everybody in this country is happy. No one's saying no to that.
Did you even think about how before her time Sheryl was? She used to meditate in that string triangle in the front the front room before yoga and meditation.
They had a pet wombat.
Fatso?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
What about the matron? She was just known as the matron.
She was the best.
Yeah, she was like a Mack truck.
Oh, I was...
Well, Cookie, who was the dodgiest guy in the world.
Just the town drunk.
Yeah.
He was amazing. Yeah. Who was the big tall guy?
With his best mate. They were like a Warner Brothers cartoon.
What was the tall guy with the white hair and the red face?
I can't remember now. Cookie and...
Oh, come on.
I want it to pop up on the screen.
Okay, 131060. Jace, our boss, said, water rats. What a loser. Who's sitting around hankering for water rats?
People were into water rats.
Who was even in that? Jace, who was even the actors in water rats? Gary Sweet?
Gary Sweet was in water rats. Yes. So you know it's an Aussie production when Gary Sweet's in it.
All right, good. 131060, what TV show would you like to see brought back? What's a superior TV show you want to get brought back? Best caller, best suggestion, best flashback gets two tickets to R&B Live. We'll take your calls next.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
131060, what's a superior TV show you'd like to see just brought back? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That was so good.
Yeah, it was.
And up until a point, I would have probably said Cosby Show.
Oh.
Not now.
No. Well,
in its day.
Actually, remake it with a good person.
Yeah. In its day, though, The Cosby Show was.
Yeah.
I love The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
And now.
Turns out he's a real bad guy.
A horrible person. Yeah. That was a good show. You have to change the title of it as well.
I would like Country Practice, as we said.
100%.
Yeah.
It's so good. We're all just chatting about it off air then.
So good.
It's just, it was good family fun. All of us used to sit down and watch it. And
we,
it was.
Did we say the name
Bob
on it?
Bob Hatfield.
Bob Hatfield.
Yeah.
Was Cookie's mate.
Yeah. And we're remembering Esme. He was a bit like Dame Edna.
Yes.
Yes.
And she would call Cookie Vernon by his first name.
That's right. We want to take your suggestions now. Vicky in Penhurst, hello.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back.
Thanks, Victor.
Thanks,
what would you like to see remade?
Oh, The Golden Girls.
Oh, 100%.
Best show. Sophia, the grandmother, or the mother, so sarcastic. And Blanche was my one of my favourites. She was such a tart.
Well, they were the original Sex and the City girls.
Yes.
Like four women sitting around talking like gay men, basically. But The Golden Girls essentially raised me. I watched so much of that. Did you ever get any of that?
Yeah, I watched a bit.
It was so good. And they were savage. There was a video going around on the weekend of how savage they were. They just called each other sluts on daytime TV.
Yes. I was actually in a live show that was based on Golden Girls. I was Stan.
Who were you? Stan. Of course you were Stan. Yep. Dorothy's partner.
That's right.
Oh,
Anne Edmonds, Kate McLennan. Geraldine Hickey.
I would pay good money to see that.
We didn't put any preparation into it. Hannah Gadsby too, I think.
Oh, my God, what a cast. Yeah. That's fantastic. Hey, Jared.
Morning, guys.
What TV show would you like to see brought back?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes. They brought that back as a movie, and it wasn't excellent.
Who was in that?
In the movie remake?
Beverly. Live Googling Hillbillies movie. You know, that used to be on, I think when I'd get home from school, I was always passing the time watching it, waiting for something else to come on. Here we go. The Beverly Hillbillies. 85% of people like the film. Ooh. Ooh, 4.9 out of 10 and 23% on Rotten Tomatoes.
it was a rubbish film.
Ellen, no big names.
No.
I actually don't know any of those people.
No.
Okay, terrific. That was worth it. Monique in Hornsby, hello.
Hi. How
what's a period TV show you'd like to see brought back? Good, thanks.
Friends.
Oh.
No. You know that one?
Thank God you did that because I would not have known
what TV show you were talking about.
Lucky.
Minnie, don't you feel like it's
but
never left?
I realise we're talking about Beverly Hills Cop. So,
it's never left. And it'd be good because now they have no excuse. Like someone's told them that life is going to be that way.
Yes. I'd love them to bring back a comedy show that has no punchlines in it. That'd be awesome.
Or people of colour.
Until the final season.
Where Ross finally gets an Asian girlfriend.
I'm sorry, Monique, you're wrong. That was a rubbish
terrible TV series.
So many people screwed up their faces outside the studio. Oh,
Friends
like,
is friend. Rubbish. Honestly, it is
rubbish.
Ross flat out stalks Rachel. Yeah. Like, essentially harasses her to a relationship.
And this is what happens when you put on a comedy sitcom with no stand-ups in it involved at all.
Terrible show.
Thanks for your call, Monique.
We'll wait and see if you get the tickets, fingers crossed. Anita. Hello, Anita.
Hello, guys.
What TV show would you like to see brought back?
Aggro's Cartoon Connection.
Oh, yes.
Talk about
I am sick to death of
sexual harassment.
And I want to see him. I loved when I was a kid, I used to watch him pay out Anne Marie about her black roots and everything else and pull in all these adult jokes. And I want a comeback.
See, I just feel like I used to watch it and just think, he's an asshole. I used to watch Aggro and watch him go, did you have four lunches on the weekend, Anne-Marie? Your thighs are rubbing together under here. And I'd be like, shut
so
up.
So inappropriate.
You're such a filthy little bath mat. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that either. I did not like it.
There's some shows that were right to die.
Yeah. Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hopefully you pick a show that we don't shit on. What's a superior show you'd like to see brought back?
Blue Heelers.
Yes, mate.
Sure.
Yes, Blue Heelers. Yes. Every day.
Oh, yeah.
Just
bring
brilliant.
Back Maggie and PJ.
Yeah, mate.
Why would anyone move there? There was a murder a week.
Yep.
That place is like downtown LA.
Yeah. Like I love Thomas
Town. Central.
I love that whole series.
Mount Thomas.
Yep.
Did you love that, really?
Yeah, genuinely.
Was Gary Sweet in that too?
Actually, was Gary Sweet turn up in that?
No, Gary Sweet B team.
Yeah.
Martin, well, what's his name? And he was Gary Sweet B. Then, like, if Gary. Martin Sachs. Lisa McCune, John Wood, both Gold Logie winners, of course.
Yes.
Martin Sachs. William McInnes. Oh, that's
William
right.
McInnes
I
was
remember
in
that.
It. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Okay, good. Remember all. A lot of Gold Logies came out of that show, about 50 of them.
Yeah.
You don't want a Gold Logie, it's a curse. Alex. Hey, Alex.
Oh, that's who we just spoke to.
Yeah. I'm giving him the tickets,
all right.
Ben, but thanks.
Well done, Alex.
Thank you.
You managed to pick a show that didn't offend me, so you win. Off to R&B Live this week. Have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the 7 o'clock edition of Alpha Bucks. Jasmine in Campbelltown. Hey, Jazzy.
Morning, guys.
How are you Jasmine. Feeling?
A little bit nervous, but trying to get a grip.
Oh, good, okay. Good. What are you doing today? Are you off to work, uni? What are you up to?
Work, unfortunately.
Where do you work?
I work in Sydney Olympic Park at Rebel Sport.
Oh,
you go.
That's the job I always wanted as a kid at Rebel. Get myself some. Do you get cheap kicks, Jazzy?
I do sometimes.
Amazing. Nice. All right. Well, I'll hand you over to Harley before you head off to Rebel.
G'day, Jasmine. We're going to get you $10,000 so simply today. All you got to do is answer 10 questions and you get $10,000. If you answer 9, you get $900 and you'll feel like a real loser. Anyway, your letter is F for fire truck.
Okay, perfect.
I see what you did there. Okay.
Good. Time starts after the first question. We're going to take your first answer, and you can only use it once. Here we go, Jasmine. Name a clothing store.
Fila.
A type of pasta.
Fettuccine.
A 90s TV show.
Friends.
A female music artist.
Pass.
A bone in the body.
Femur.
A website.
Pass.
A type of bird.
Pass.
A horror film.
Freddy Krueger.
A math term.
Formulas.
A Disney character.
You were good.
Yeah, you were good.
She was good.
You passed a few too many, but that's fine. $700.
Well done, Jazz.
Awesome.
$700 we do. Well done, Jasmine.
Yes, it is Today FM. You are on the right station. It's Em and Harley. That is Em's Gem for today. Going on the Em's Gem Spotify list, Harley, which is
getting bigger.
Nice little audience. Yes. It's free. And once you get it, the music just, I think we're at 6.5 hours now of songs.
There you go.
5 new songs added all week. I found myself in a strange YouTube internet hole yesterday.
Yep.
You know when you just click on one thing
and then
it does suggest the links down the side and then all of a sudden it's like 10 hours later and you're drooling and you've blacked out for a bit.
Yep.
Well, I fell down one because of Nicolas Cage.
Wow, that's going to be a big dark
hole. Now, initially I saw there's a news article running around at the moment that Nicolas Cage's face is being used on a delicious Japanese snack food because, of course, it is.
Yes.
There's 10-cent corn chowder flavoured sticks that have Nicolas Cage's face on the front of the sticks.
But do you know there's a lot of Hollywood stars that are used throughout Asia because it doesn't leave any stink on them back in Hollywood.
Well, this stink has crept in over here.
Right.
Now, it's to promote a movie called Army of One, and it originally came out in 2016. It tanked, but it hasn't come out in Japan yet. It's coming out in December of this year, and they've changed the title to Bin Laden Is My Prey. And to promote the movie about one man who rides a donkey to find Osama bin Laden, they've put his face on the front of a 10-cent delicious corn snack. And then,
amazing.
I know, and then so I was reading about Nicolas Cage and that's not the weirdest thing that his face is on a 10-cent Japanese corn snack. That's not the weirdest thing about Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage is a really strange dude. So I found a few things I want to let you know about Nicolas Cage.
Well, first, for starters, he swapped faces with John Travolta.
In Face Off, one of the greatest movies of all time. And I like the idea that when you're eating the bar with Nicolas Cage's face on it, you can quote from the movie Face Off. Because you're eating his face off. And so Nicolas Cage was once relentlessly stalked by a mime.
Excellent.
Yeah, he was filmed Bring Out the Dead, and you noticed,
one of my favorite films,
Bring Out the Dead. And he noticed he was being followed by a mime, and the mime would appear unannounced on set and start doing strange things.
If you've seen Bring Out the Dead, then that is very disturbing, because basically it was a guy that was haunted by the people that he'd gone to rescue as an ambulance driver. So that's a really creepy thing to happen to you.
Yeah, yeah. Nicolas Cage is an avid collector of dinosaur bones. He once purchased a T-Rex skull for $200,000,
wow,
but had to return it to Mongolia because it had been stolen.
It bought stolen goods.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage has bought a pyramid tomb to be buried in.
Of course he has.
He has a pyramid that he wants to, if he dies. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to be buried in a pyramid tomb. He once got stoned on magic mushrooms with his cat.
Yes, he did.
Sorry, he keeps his
I don't endorse that at all.
He keeps his psychedelics in the freezer, and his cat got in the freezer and ate the mushrooms. And when Nicholas realised what had happened, he thought, well, I better not let him go through it alone. So he ate mushrooms and he sat with the cat all day and had a life-changing experience.
What a man.
He's also a master of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He's a black belt.
Is he?
He's hectic.
But is he?
What do you mean?
Like, he might be.
For some reason, that remains secret only to Nicolas Cage. He has mastered several martial arts, including brilliant jiu-jitsu.
I'm always sceptical of a guy who's mastered several martial arts.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Nicolas Cage?
But he's the only one who knows about it.
But can't you just see him walking in with his eyeliner on and his, like, plugs and just tying the scarf on his head?
Yes.
And just standing there, just with his arms up karate style. Like,
just eating some mushrooms.
With his cat and the mime in the background going, what's going on? Oh, the mime doesn't talk. Sorry.
Good mime.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Our next guest, I just found out, is the personal trainer and fitness and wellness expert for Daenerys Targaryen, mother of dragons, first of her name, queen of the Andals, breaker of chains. But he also has a name. James Dygan, welcome.
Hello, James.
Thank you.
James?
Yes.
You obviously have a new book out, Blueprint for Health. It's amazing. Yep. You talk about the four pillars, which is nutrition, movement, mindset, and sleep.
Yep.
But I like that last one.
Me too.
Me
sleep
too.
Is very...
I remember that.
Oh, I feel like you're not living your best life according to your four pillars at the moment.
Well, I am in a way because I'm madly in love with my new little daughter and I'm just not getting much sleep.
No.
Oh, you're the father
How
of a newborn.
In? How far are you?
She's 2.5 weeks old.
Yeah.
We've got three. Now she's the third. She's a little condescending, the baby, I have to say. I think she knows everything.
She's a
babies
jerk.
Are the worst. I've got an 8-month old. They're idiots.
Just smug.
Yeah.
I Google facts and just drop them around the breakfast table. She doesn't even know what Google is, so she thinks I'm amazing.
So you've got 3 under 5. Jeez, you're brave.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Wow.
No, well
so
done.
You're not intelligent is what you're trying to say.
Basically, yeah.
Now, you do have this new book out, Blueprint for Health, and you're the guru. Bodyism, you started in 2006, and everyone who's anyone has worked with you. But let's go back to Mother of Dragons. How does one train the Mother of Dragons?
Well, I have to say she's a really lovely person and super easy to train. I just wish I had something a little bit more explosive other than my diarrhea.
No, it's fine. It's Emilia Clarke. So she came into you after Terminator and she's little, isn't she? She's a little person.
Yeah,
she's
not as little as you're saying.
She's not a little
because you're
person.
Doing a thing with your hands. No one can see
like
it on radio.
10 inches. She seems like a small, powerful person.
No, you just need a bigger TV.
Yeah. You've got to stop watching it on your phone. Yeah, she's amazing. She really is super clever and just really just a good person. Oh, making myself sick here, but she is. She's a good one.
You're so positive, James.
James is so tired because he's a newborn, and I respect that. I respect that you're telling the truth about how you're feeling instead of putting on some jerk, cheery act.
So sorry, I can't put on an act.
No, you're welcome here.
Oh, you really are. James, if someone is listening and they're feeling a bit crap, they've had, I don't know, pizza for breakfast. Like,
I did that on the
way. Maybe they're on there. Maybe they're on their fifth coffee and it's not even 7:30. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Yeah.
How do you turn the ship around? You know when sometimes you feel like you've got so unhealthy that there's no point? Like the one little thing isn't going to make a difference because you're so far gone. How does one turn the ship around?
Okay, so just to get a little bit real, any change that happens in your body happens in your mind first. And the most powerful thing you can do is to understand the truth, and that is that you do deserve a happy, healthy life. And so many of us don't believe that and don't understand that. And if we could just please, please value ourselves way more than what we weigh and understand that happiness truly is not a body fat percentage, I can guarantee you that, and start to live the life that you deserve, then everything else falls into place. And then my other one big piece of advice that you didn't ask for is that I would make sure that you stay off social media or at least go on a diet, because that's the only kind of diet that works. Other diets don't work. They'll make you put on weight. But if you go on social media, it's so damaging for kids and people. There's no escape from it. So please be careful on social media.
So you're with people who have millions of people following them on social media. Have you seen this affect super famous people?
Yes. Yes. I've gone to train someone and I've said, dude, what's up? And this person has said, I can barely cope. I feel like dirt because I've just spent 45 minutes on Instagram looking at how perfect everyone is. And this person had just been voted sexiest woman in the world. And I'm like, this is it. Like, no one is getting away from this. So you have to be careful.
I have been threatening myself with getting away from social media all year, but I am finding it very difficult to turn off.
Highly addictive.
Well, it is. Highly addictive. I don't know how to get away from it.
You know, especially with people like you and me, needy performers, it's the little reassurances that we're okay. You know, those little... it's like one clap from everyone just all the time. Yep.
Is it just a Band-Aid that we need? You just rip it off and stop.
I'm not an expert on addiction. But I would.
It is that.
Well, then, yes, it is. To answer your question that you answered, yes.
Yeah. You're the first health expert in terms of, you know, mind, body, spirit that is actually focusing on that, because normally it is the diet and the exercise. But to actually say social media, you reckon, is the key, I haven't heard anyone say that before.
Well, it's one of, it's really up there. The key actually is to value yourself and to understand that, like I said, happiness is not a body fat percentage. But yeah, I got real worries about social media and how addictive our phones are. And when you actually try to get off it, then you realize how much of a problem you've got.
Well, your new book, Blueprint for Health, is out now. You're looking very nice and handsome and shiny on the front cover, I have to say. With your Kelly this morning, you look exhausted. But that's okay. You're keeping it real. You can get it now. Thanks so much for joining us, James.
Can I put my trousers back on?
Yes, sure, James. Sure, honey. Put them right
guys.
Back on. Okay, honey. James, a hug. What about love? What about trust? What about us? Oh, it's Em and Harley. That woman has announced her tour coming to Australia in August. Oh, my goodness. We're going to give away the first two tickets. Kayla. Hi, Kayla.
Hello, Kayla. Shut up. Okay, well, you can't
you
get the tickets.
Shut up. Shut up your face.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so dead.
Kayla, you've got the first two tickets to see Pink.
Oh, God, my mom's going to win for Christmas.
Who are you taking, Kayla?
My mom. She's absolutely going to die.
Oh, well, best not take her then.
Are you okay? A bit mate.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm having a panic attack in my car.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
all right, people are going to start looking like I'm crazy.
It's just you and Pink at the moment. Just you and her in the stadium. God. She's just swinging above you on a ribbon. You're looking up there with Mum.
I passed out from excitement.
Oh, it's very exciting. Well, you're going along.
Oh, my God, you're the best. Oh, my God.
Ali did it too.
I had nothing to do with
it. You're the bum mate. You're hilarious.
There you go. That's nice, isn't it?
Nice.
You found something good for both of us.
Yeah.
Well, Kayla, you enjoy that. You're heading along when she's here. Oh, honey. Tickets are on sale October 20 at livenation.com.au. And I know there's a Telstra pre-sale happening on the 16th if you're a Telstra customer. Wow, I'm just getting those credits out. Yeah. So 131060, unromantic, romantic gestures.
Yes.
Because sometimes when you first get together with someone, the romance is there.
Oh, it's on.
They take dates,
totally.
Efforts, matching undies, movies. Your other half and you make efforts. But as the years go on, the romantic gestures, they change.
Yes.
And my husband yesterday, we woke up and it was a nice Sunday morning lay-in.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of rolled over and looked at him. We were facing each other. You know, when you put your hands under your cheek and you're just looking at each other. And then he looks at me and he says, oh, God. I said, what? Oh, that Indian. It's haunting me. And he's like, oh, it's going to be a session this morning. Yeah.
And it's a rough day after something.
And I said to him, okay. And he looks at me and he boops me on the nose. He goes, you know what? And I said, what? And he said, I'm going to go to the toilet in the spare room today, in the ensuite, so you don't have to hear
me. What a guy.
And I just said to him,
what a romantic gesture.
What? Okay, that's your big gesture, is it? He goes, yeah. I'm going to go to the toilet down the hall, so you can't hear me doing my morning constitutional. And I said, God, I remember a time when you used to hold your farts in around me.
Yeah.
And now 17 years down the track, my husband's idea of a romantic gesture is taking his toilet time 5 metres down the hall.
It was really more about him and his private time, wasn't it?
I just think, what happened? I mean, 1360, you know what I mean? What does your other half consider romantic now? Long-term relationship, the romantic gestures change. And that he was so, you know, he got up and he was just giving me little twinkly eyes. He just walked out like, you are welcome, Em.
Yeah.
It was just like.
Well, we've moved in my relationship pretty quickly from, you know.
You've had a kid, though. That accelerates you 10 years.
But we've moved from, you know, sex might happen because of the mood.
Oh,
and And there's a little bit of, you know, a little bit of foreplay. Now it's just like, hey, you want to do a route?
That is an unromantic, romantic
gesture. We've got a 3-minute window here. The kid's just gone to sleep. He may not stir.
Every parent out there knows the shh shh shh. If someone's letting themselves go too hard, you just put the kids down, or they're awake watching Finding Nemo. You're looking at each other with intense eye contact, just going, if you make a noise, but this is enjoyable.
I mean, I want you to make a noise, but don't you make a noise.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a root instead of a nice dance is an unromantic, romantic gesture. And that's what we're after on 131060. Best calls get tickets to R&B Live, which is happening this week, R&B Friday Live. Just let us know what's going on now in your long-term relationship.
Yeah.
What does the romance look like now? We'll take your calls next. We're talking unromantic, romantic gestures, which is what happens when you've been in a long-term relationship. And the romance doesn't die. It just takes a different shape.
Yes.
My husband's grand gesture over the weekend was after a particularly robust Indian meal, instead of getting up in the morning and doing his business in our ensuite, he looked at me and said, you know what, Joel? I'm going to take it down the hall.
Yeah.
So you don't have to hear
to the guest room
as loudly. And I said, okay, thanks. He was so proud of himself. Like, that was his version of giving me flowers 17 years on.
And your daughter was real happy that
Oh, God. The sessions that he does. I worry for his butthole.
Yeah.
I worry something's wrong.
He's all right. From experience.
Do you just... Is it like going to church every morning? He goes to church.
No, I went to church every morning. Yeah. It's very different. Oh, no.
There's a lot of...
Similar smell.
A lot of bile coming out of open holes. So we wanted to know on 131060, what does romance look like in your long-term relationship? Unromantic, romantic gestures. Kaylee in Windsor, hello.
Hi. What do you, I recently bought myself a new car, and it was our anniversary, and my boyfriend thought it would be romantic to get me a super cheap auto gift card for anniversary.
And he was right.
No, he wasn't. Terrible.
How long have you been together?
It was 3 years, but it's 8 years now.
Oh, yeah. 3 years in. That's fair enough.
3 years in.
Super cheap.
That's all right. Super cheap.
Here you go, doll. Buy yourself something nice. Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. What do you got?
Well, on Saturday, when I got my hair done, my nails done, I was feeling fabulous. So I said to my husband, let's go out on a date. He goes, okay, I'll take you out tomorrow, which was yesterday. He woke me up at 6 o'clock yesterday morning to take me fishing.
What a legend. I mean, he's brought you into his special activity, Lisa. That's a
Remember
very...
he said that we're out in the sun, we're together, we're by the water, it's a date.
Yeah.
I feel like there's only one winner in that scenario.
And it's Lisa. Your husband sounds like a great man.
Then he woke you up at 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning. That's brilliant and brave. Sophia in Manly, hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, unromantic, romantic gesture.
So speaking of buttholes, okay. My boyfriend and I rate each other's farts, which really doesn't sound romantic, but for us it's, you know, it's an acknowledgement that we're both talented at something.
Yes.
And generally his are louder, but mine are smellier. So that's how we operate.
It's nice to admit that on radio, Sophia.
Sophia, how far into the relationship did you start the fart rating?
Well, we tried for about maybe a year to not do it in front of each other, but we've been together 5 years, so you just give up.
That's right.
I love that you've gone from holding it in to rating them.
Yeah, just
that
let
is
it
incredible.
Out.
It's amazing. I think Lisa, who had to endure fishing. Hey, Lisa.
Yes.
That fishing has paid off. You're headed to R&B Fridays Live.
Oh, thank you.
You can take your husband. He'll love a bit of Kelly Rowland, I'm sure.
No, he's staying home. I'm taking one of the girlfriends.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. This week is Mental Health Week. It is a time to spotlight a problem that is prevalent and rampant amongst our country and not spoken about enough. And Harley and I are both all about lifting the stigma attached to speaking out about your mental health.
I thought it was the week that you have to be mentally healthy and then the rest of the year you can be off tap.
No. That kind of flies in the face of what we want to talk about.
Right. It's the awareness of mental health issues.
Yes. Sure. And joining us now is he's the founder and CEO of the Waves of Wellness Foundation, also known as WOW Foundation. He's
Excellent.
A big spunk. Not that that matters, but I'm just telling everyone just so you can get the mental image, you know, theatre of the mind. Joel Pilgrim.
Yay. Hello, guys. How are you going?
Good, Joel.
Joel, explain what the WOW Foundation does because it is super rad.
Well, it's basically bringing the wow to mental health. So being able to talk about it in a way that's just fun and colloquial and saying that mental health is such a normal part of everyday life, why can't we just talk about it and have some fun with it? So we do surf therapy. It's all about getting people in the ocean, taking them surfing and, just talking about wellness.
It's an amazing idea, surf therapy. So it's an 8-week program and it aims to support people diagnosed with mental health issues. Now, you are an occupational therapist and you have clinical experience, so you're not just a surfer who's telling everyone to buck up. You actually know what you're doing. So you're taking kids in as well, youth and adults who are diagnosed. And what happens? So they come to you because it's a time where you're feeling very vulnerable, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess people come down from all walks of life, from all different circles, and they're struggling with all kinds of different mental health issues. And what we do is we basically get everyone together and they form new friendships, social inclusion, and we learn sort of strategies around coping with your mental health, but also jumping in the ocean and being able to have that camaraderie and that learning a new skill to get back on track in life.
Yeah, learning a new skills, that's a big one, especially for adults.
Absolutely.
And, being in the ocean, which is a calming experience for most people anyway.
I was thinking that. Yeah. What if somebody doesn't like the ocean?
Well, they wouldn't do it.
Yes.
I mean, if you had an aversion to the ocean,
this is not for you.
This is surfing, Harley.
Yeah.
But have you watched people transform? I imagine you have.
I have. It's been incredible. I guess over the last 3 years we've had programs. We've seen people come that are really dejected and quite switched off. And then by the end of the 8-week program, they're a whole different person. They've said things like, this has saved my life, this has changed my life. And some of the testimonies that we've had have actually shown that sometimes people were on the edge and they were thinking, you know, I don't have much going in life. And then the surfing has really turned things around for them.
Yeah, and look, obviously, you know, this is in conjunction with the stuff they have to do clinically. It, you know, if they have to go into the medical centres and sometimes the institutions, this is another balance to that also.
Of course, but we're also saying that it doesn't have to be that sterile clinical environment.
Yeah.
In order to benefit from mental health and wellbeing, you can do it in a fun way. So we're all about being able to have smiles, have laughs, and talk about it like it's such a normal thing that people think, oh, I'm not actually different. I'm just like every other person out there.
Oh, my God, I love that. Now, you've got something on a Bondi tomorrow.
Yes, World Mental Health Day is tomorrow, and we've got a massive event down there where we're actually creating an eye. So a lot of different mental health organisations in Sydney have gotten together, and it's all about being able to show that we can do this together. So standing strong together and being able to open up people's eyes to what is happening in mental health. There's a big display with drones and all this stuff, so check it out online and on Facebook. Basically, you can come down and get involved from 6:30 tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's going to be ace. And you have a ball coming up. You want to plug?
Absolutely. The Waves of Wellness Foundation is having a black tie charity ball at the Four Seasons Hotel in just under 2 weeks, actually, the Saturday the 21st of October. So we've got a couple of tables left. We'd be stoked to have you guys to come and have a bunch of fun with us.
Sure. Well, I'm stoked. See?
Stoked.
Stoked. Stoked.
Gnarly, man.
Oh, wow. I don't know if they say gnarly.
I say gnarly.
Yeah, gnarly. Absolutely. That's the way it goes.
Do you still say gnarly in 2017?
Of course.
Awesome.
I tell you what was gnarly.
How are you going to describe a gnarly wave unless you say gnarly?
Do you still say hanging 10 in the green room? Does that still happen?
Yeah, you're pushing it, Em, but we can work with that.
Well, this is such a great idea. It's fantastic. It's the WOW Foundation. You can go to head to foundationwow.org and get involved. If this sounds like something that you would like to do, or maybe you know someone who's struggling a bit and this might help them, you know, kind of get out of themselves, this definitely sounds like a good thing. Joel, thank you so much. And of course, if anything that we've brought up today is, has, you know, upset you or brought some things up for you, Lifeline 131114. Joel Pilgrim, you keep doing you.
Thanks very much, guys. I would also say that if someone's struggling and or worried about a friend, just reach out. It's only a conversation. So basically just checking in can really make all the difference. That you can also jump on the online on 1010.org to make a promise and check out all the resources there too.
Oh, you're a good man.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Joel.
Absolutely. Cheers, guys.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
I'm going to get booed. Fitzy and Fitzy will be there.
No, they won't.
Like, all of them. And they're just going to... Emrus and Prentice presenting this next award. Emrusiano. Boo! You stupid mole! I hate you! Hey, Karen!
No one is going to boo you.
No one's
exactly. Maybe.
Maybe. She might boo herself by the sounds of it.
You guys, the normal people will like me because you don't really know me well. You just know the highlights of me and that's enough.
But those people,
if you, like, my, the guys who just work on my team are going to boo me. Like,
they're not going. None of us are going.
Yeah, Sarah's going. Oh. Kim's going. Oh. Jace is going. Aren't you, Jace? He's shaking his head.
Jace isn't going.
It's
Jace
the Radio Logies. It's the saddest night.
There's
of
a
year.
Red cup.
There's a reason we're all on the radio.
There's a red carpet. It's not filmed. You just have to listen and imagine who's walking down the carpet.
No one even listens.
And the same people win every year. We're not nominated. Surprise, surprise.
Hence why I'm not going.
If there was a wooden spoon, we'd win that.
Yeah. All right, Karen.
Karen!
Welcome to Alpha Bucks. Oh,
thank
we said
you.
The word we say off air. Anyway, you have 30 seconds after I do the first question. Your letter is A, right at the start.
Oh, Karen just got dumped by her boyfriend.
Oh. Well, he's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
What's his name? What's his name and shame? Don't do it.
No, don't do it.
Why did he break up with you? What happened?
I just don't want to be in a relationship. I'm just not ready for the commitment. He's got an 11-month itch.
11-month itch. Yep.
11 months comes,
and
he's out.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else it is? Summer's coming. They get itchy.
And Christmas.
And Christmas. You want to get out of those presents.
Absolutely.
It's too expensive.
Yep.
All right, Karen. Well, let's win you some $10,000.
Okay.
Okay.
We have to take your first answer, and you can only use an answer once. But your letter is A. Believe in you. You got 10 to get the 10,000. Here we go.
Okay.
Name a biscuit.
On it.
A continent.
Antarctica.
A shoe brand.
Adidas.
A car brand.
Audi.
An airline.
American Airlines.
An item found in a boat.
I'll pass.
A male actor.
Anthony Banderas.
A condiment.
American mustard.
A musical instrument.
Pass.
An occupation.
Okay.
Boom. These you are good. Very quick.
What are we giving her? I don't know if does American mustard get?
Yeah, American mustard's a mustard.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
It's in my cupboard right now.
Yeah, it's written on the label.
I feel like she got more than 500.
What'd you give her 500 for? Let's go through that. What idiot counted that up?
Yeah, I reckon it's six.
Go.
No, it is. Oh, she said Arnott's. That's not a biscuit.
Well, it is.
No, it's not. Arnott's is a brand. It's not a biscuit.
Yeah.
It's a brand.
No. It's a Monte Carlo or Anzac you could have gone with.
God, Jace. I love how even our listeners know it's Jace.
And talk to you again. Out of there she
did.
They didn't pay the airline because she said Australia first.
What?
No, she didn't. She said it's American.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, geez, $500
really broke, aren't they?
Bad move.
Boo, Jason. Jason Allen. Radio Logies.
At sca.com.au. Thank Karen. $500 to you. Yeah. Well done,
thank
everyone
you.
Else. Okay. Terrific, guys. Yay.
Woo. Right. 131060. What word are you getting wrong?
Mm.
Yeah, my child in general speaks quite well, my oldest boy.
He really does.
The youngest boy speaks like an idiot.
What a jerk.
Seven months,
you try to have a conversation with a seven-month-old and you get nothing but gibberish.
Blah, 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 blah,
like,
blah.
Get your words out, mate. Yeah.
Whereas the seven-year-old speaks very well. And partly that is because his mother and I never spoke to him like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always been very confused when people do that. They speak down to children. In my life, I try not to speak down to children and all. They're just little humans.
Mm.
That's all they are. I remember one day at a cafe, the waitress was like, "Hello, little man." And then he was like 3 years old. He looked at me and goes, "What's wrong with her, Dad?" Like, she's a condescending mole. I didn't say that.
I'm so glad you said mole because I assumed you were going to go with some alliteration there.
So the other day I was a bit surprised when Leonard said to me, he goes, "Dad, can I have some toast? With Nigella on it." I was like,
Nigella? I think there's Nigella, a few of us that like some Nigella. I watch Nigella on the weekend.
I don't think
weekend.
She's available at the moment.
She does sexy cooking, that woman.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, what are you doing? And I know that he watches it with his grandmother. He actually watches Nigella. He loves it. It's his favourite show. So I know he knows what that means. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean with Nigella on it? Is there something special the way she makes toast? He was like, what are you talking about? Nigella. And I was like, nah, got nothing, mate. And then he went and got it. He was like, here. Oh, Nutella.
Oh, that's so cute.
Isn't it?
I love that.
So I've decided not to correct him.
No.
I've decided, because every other word I've corrected him on as he's grown up, and I felt bad about it because there's some really cute words that kids say wrong. And I've gone, it's actually this, mate. And Nutella. This one, I'm like, you can have Nigella.
Have Nigella.
You can have big cup of Nigella.
I love, can we maybe change this phone into 131060s? What words does your kids say wrong?
Yeah, sure.
Because Odette thinks sneezes are called bless yous. She's 10.
Yes.
And she doesn't know the word
excellent.
Sneeze exists. And I will punch anyone who tries to.
Just thinks it's a bless you.
Up until very recently, frog it.
Frog it? Instead of yogurt?
No, frog and rid it together.
Oh, frog it.
She caught frogs with froggets. Oh. How good is a froggit?
Brian Bay.
Oh, and
Brian Bay.
And Odette still calls Byron Bay Brian Bay.
That is a really good one.
And when your kids make the mistake, it's just so joyous, but then you are setting them up for some
real
bullying.
Failure.
For some real bullying.
Yeah.
But you know what? That builds stamina.
Yeah.
That builds a good, strong, thick skin.
And just while we're on this, when you're talking to your child about anything of a sexual nature, don't lie because that will not work out for them in the future. I had a friend that was told that you get pregnant when a boy pokes you in the belly button.
Jeez.
Oh. So then when she was 13,
that's hectic.
A boy poked her in the belly button and she ran home crying. And mum said, what? She goes, I'm pregnant.
Whoa.
And your mum went, yeah, what?
Just for the record, that is not how that
happens.
That's
not. There is a poking going on, but it's not in your belly button.
131060, what words do your kids say wrong? It's great. It's a win-win.
It's win-win.
Well, we did a right-hand turn on the phone, but that's okay. That's our prerogative. It's our show. We'll take your calls next. 131060, What words do your kids say wrong?
Yeah.
Because you have a delightful idiot at home.
Yep, who said instead of Nutella, he wants Nigella on his toast.
Well, who wouldn't?
Plenty of people want Nigella on their
to
toast.
To be frank, I watched her on the weekend and I would like to marry her.
Yeah.
She's so... And I'm just going to put the cheese, cheeky cheese, let me sprinkle that across. Oh, I think I'd like to have children with that cheese. Like that kind of vibe. And I'm sitting there going, I am buying everything Nigella.
Loves a tipple too.
Oh, she cooks holding wine.
Yeah.
I love that
That's how
about Nigella.
100%.
Yeah. So we want to know what words your kids say wrong. It's so cute. Eve, hi Eve.
Hey guys, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, darling. What words does your child say wrong?
So recently we went to the Bledisloe Cup with our two children and they decided to call the Wallabies the Wobblies.
The Wobblies.
The Wobblies.
Which is pretty fitting, I must say. After the battle, let's face it, that's all they've got.
Oh, darling. I love an unintentional sledge. That's brilliant. Thanks, Eve. Ashley, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What have you got for us?
My four-year-old comes up with some classics. The most recent one is my daughter and my son were in the bath together and she pointed at her brother's wobbly bits and
penis.
Called them his spectacles.
Well, some men do try to see with it.
Well, look, it wouldn't be a very good view.
They certainly do let them direct them in life. So
I love that. Oh, I love that. He's meat and spectacles.
He's meat and spectacles.
That's great. She meant testicles, so that's not funny. I love slang words for testicles.
Yeah.
It always makes me laugh.
My rule is as long as my kids know the proper words.
Go for your life on the slang
words. Did you know the scientific word is not testicles, it's testes?
Is it? Yes. I thought Aussies did that.
No, it's the right word, testes.
Okay. Chris, hey, Chris.
Good morning.
What does your child pronounce incorrectly?
Well, we have a friend and her child, when she was younger, instead of saying chocolate freckles, would say cock and freckles.
Cock and freckles.
Yeah, different kind of treat, that one.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Terrific. Thanks for all your calls. That was delightful. Children. Now, I'm going to put my serious big girl pants on.
As am I. Not my big girl pants. But I'll be serious.
Look, this is a story that it's been in the news for the last few days. And Hals, when I read about it, I felt really sick, so much so that I avoided it.
Yep.
I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to read about it. I just thought I cannot delve emotionally into this story. But then I realized not talking about it is how guys like this get away with the behavior in the first place by making women feel uncomfortable.
That's right.
So you will have seen and heard that one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood, Harvey Weinstein, who's the co-founder of Miramax Films and the Weinstein Company, has been accused of decades of sexual harassment by women who have worked for him.
Yep.
And we're talking about women from the early 90s to up to 2015.
Yes.
Women who have been his assistants. Ashley Judd, who's a very well-known actress, has come forward and said she was a victim of it. Rose McGowan. And last week, the New York Times finally published an explosive expose stating that he has so far already reached 8 settlements with women.
Wow.
Over this time. And there are now more coming to light, feeling a bit braver about talking about it.
Yep.
Because it's been an open secret in Hollywood. It seems it's been the worst kept secret. It seems that women have been speaking amongst themselves about this man for decades, but were too afraid to do anything because of the power he wields.
Yep.
And I feel like this is something that happens in a lot of male-dominated industries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also happening now, I've been reading a lot about it, to men, by men, too.
Yes.
This isn't just a thing, but predominantly it is affecting women. And so Weinstein has taken a leave of absence and released an apology, and that's what I wanted to talk about, because the apology for me is just bizarre. The first line reads, "I came of age in the 60s and 70s when all the rules about behaviour and workplaces were different. That was the culture then."
No.
You see, my dad came of age in the 60s and 70s. And he has not sexually harassed over 20 women.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say he knows that's not an excuse.
Yeah. But you used
he, in yes. the first line. Yeah. He then talks about how he realizes his behavior. Now he realizes his behavior has caused a lot of pain for his colleagues and that he's on a journey of self-discovery and to battle his demons. But it took this becoming public for him to start this journey, yes. by the way. And he's also suing the New York Times for $50 million, which doesn't seem to...
For making it public?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which doesn't seem to be the actions of a man who's remorseful. And then he went to quote Jay-Z. He quoted Jay-Z yeah. in his apology.
No.
Then he said he's taking on the NRA. And then he mentioned the fact that he has a mum. And that was the apology.
Right.
And I don't understand. People are now saying, they're kind of applauding him for the apology and saying, look, at least he's acknowledging his behaviour.
Yep.
And he's saying that things have to change. But this is 20 years of systematic bullying and sexual abuse of numerous women.
Yeah.
And I think that he's not the only one. I know that there will be power players and producers yeah. and in Hollywood. And I think the big thing is, for me, a lot of people saw it and didn't do anything.
Yes.
And I think this happens to women in Australia.
Yep.
And I want people to remember that the behaviour you walk past is the standard that you accept.
Yep.
That is exactly what you're saying. If you yeah. walk past that type of behaviour, you're saying it's okay. And one in four women are sexually harassed in Australia in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And they're only the ones who come forward. And so I just wanted to say to anyone listening, if you think that this is happening to you in the workplace, I encourage you to come forward. I encourage you to say something. And if you're not sure what sexual harassment is, it's sexually suggestive comments or jokes. It's intrusive questions about your private life or physical appearance. It's inappropriate staring or leering. It's sexually explicit text messages and unwelcome physical contact. And if you think you're being harassed at work, you can raise the issue directly with the harasser. You can talk to a colleague. You can contact 1-800-RESPECT for telephone and online counselling. And you can take it right to the Australian Human Rights Commission. Because yep. this story, I have certainly worked in male-dominated industries in comedy and mm-hmm. radio.
Yep.
And I am ashamed to say I've walked past it and sure. I've seen it happen to women.
Yep.
And not now, but in the early days of me working for this company, it certainly was happening. And so I think that this is a big opportunity for people with this high-profile case to just say no, that this is not going to happen to women in the workplace anymore. So,
And if you're in a position where somebody is telling you about some sexual harassment that they're facing, the response should be to listen and hear them
mm-hmm.
and ask what they need.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
to judge.
Yeah.
And ask them to prove it.
Yeah.
Just listen and hear it and ask what they need.
And not to victim blame.
Yeah.
That's a big thing too.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of reason why women don't come forward. So again, I encourage you, if you're feeling uncomfortable in your workplace or if you're observing some behaviour you know is not on, please come forward. They cannot threaten you legally with your job. You cannot lose your job for blowing the whistle on this behaviour. It is illegal for that to happen to you. You cannot be victimised for that. That's it. That's all I wanted to
say. Well done, mate.
Thanks, mate. Now,
What?
It's a big day for radio announcements. God, it's a huge day.
Yeah. Look, we've been talking about this all year.
You're leaving.
I'm leaving.
For 4 days.
For 4 days. Because I have pushed a tooth to the point of real, genuine decay. I don't know if everyone remembers, I did break it apart on a Joel, which is a soft lolly.
Things are bad when you're breaking your teeth on a jelly bean.
Split it in half. Right into my gum. Really hurting as I'm talking about it, actually.
Yeah.
And then today, it's going to be essentially operated on out of my head.
Yeah.
Forever.
You had to go to a more muscular dentist.
So my dentist, she said, I can't get that out.
She can't do it.
I don't have the power. So the next dentist is like, yeah, I've got the muscles for it. I described him as Asian Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
He's a very handsome man.
I am here for Asian Chris Hemsworth. Yeah.
So he is going to attempt to pull it, but will most likely have to cut it out.
No, no, no.
And then he said, you may find it hard to talk for a little while. I'm like, that's fine, just my job.
So you're having the rest talking. Of the week off?
Yes.
Some would say we just had a week off.
Yeah.
Yeah. A rot.
How much sick pay do I get?
Yeah.
I'm taking it all.
None. So we're gonna have some great fill-ins.
Yeah, good
Nick
friends.
Cody, Luke McGregor, maybe Joel Creasy, Celeste Barber. So it should be a good week. But you'll be back. Hopefully next Monday.
It should be absolutely fine. And then in another 2 months, I have to have another thing done where I can't talk. We'll be on break then.
Good. Oh. You slacker. Well, I wish you all the best.
Thanks, mate.
Buddy. Can you take lots of photos?
Yes.
You get some big bruises. Yep. Or you'll get some good... That'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get those. that you will take responsibility.
I've got some really great painkillers. Don't you worry about that.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen was brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. To find out more about their latest offers, go to telstra.com.au or head into your nearest Telstra store today. The M. Rossiano.